Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Make Onions Cry. I'm your host, Kat.
I'm your host, Angie.
And today's episode is going to be a really fun one. We're going to talk about first dates and how they are, our relations to them. Do we like them? Do we not like them? The relationships involved, all of that.
Yeah, it's a very big topic. I personally hate first dates, so.
I also hate first dates, but I was a serial dater once upon a time, so I've been on a lot of first dates. I have a pretty decent experience on them.
I've had an okay experience. Like, I've first dated, that's a weird phrase, but a decent amount of people, and you know what? Still hate it.
Valid. But yeah, we'll get into it. We'll talk about the logistics, why we hate it. But before we do that, I do have a question of the day for you.
Okay.
The question is, do you trust your intuitions? What important decisions in your personal life are largely based upon intuition?
None of you can see me. I'm making a face. my intuition with dating, not good. Really not good. I tend to always pick the people who need fixing and who don't have experience, hint hint, and that I want to be like the perfect person who fixes them, and it never happens.
Yes, I like to call that classic woman syndrome.
Yes, and you've seen it firsthand many of times.
Yes. I mean, for me, I trust my intuition like crazy. Like, if I have a feeling about someone, I'm very big on vibes. Like, I know it sounds stupid, but if someone doesn't pass the vibe check with me, it's not happening. I very much base all of my relationships on vibes. Like, if we click initially, if I have a good feeling about you, like, if my gut is telling me, no, stay away, this is not it, I won't continue with it. Like, if I have all these dings of red flag, stay away. And that doesn't matter if I'm dating them or a friendship or if it's just a stranger on the street. I try to stay away. All right. Angie's making a face at me. Listen, I've evolved. I was once upon a time a magnet to red flags. I have evolved.
I'm really trying to not laugh. But I can't say anything because I'm also a vibes person when it comes to like friends mainly. Like if I get a bad vibe from a new person that I'm meeting, like in a friendship way, then I won't continue that. Like my intuition with that is so good, but with romantic relationships, oh boy, I see a red flag and I'm like, oh my God, my favorite color is now red. And I am also colorblind, so it looks green.
you put on the rose tinted glass and you're like, oh, rose, like rosé. I love that.
I do love rosé, and yes. So, but I don't know what it is. I'm like a hopeless romantic, I think, and I just think that I see the best in everybody.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of the times it comes down to trying to see the best in people and wanting them to be certain traits, even if they're not necessarily those traits.
Right. Which I definitely
and
do.
I think, yeah, and I think first dates are definitely a good area to get a vibe check on someone because it's the first time you're meeting them in person a lot of the time, unless you've known someone beforehand. Mm-hmm. And it's a good way just to see how they treat others, how they treat you, how they behave. And, you know, sometimes everything could be going fine and on paper it looks great, but you just have a bad feeling about it, and that's fine.
Yeah, and I've definitely had those experiences where, you know, they seem great. You meet them and you're like, oh boy, gotta go home.
Exactly. But yeah, let's kind of get into it. Let's start off with, for you personally, Angie, if I could say, you know, plan your ideal first date right now. You're going on a first date tomorrow. Plan it out for me. Tell me what you want to happen.
Ideal first date, I want to be doing something. Like, I want to be active, whether it's like mini golf or like going out. Like, I just want to be active. I want to see the other person in like real life. Movies is no if anyone.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I absolutely hate movies as a first date. Oh my God.
Movies are so bad because you can't talk. Yeah. So, but even like dinner is like, okay, like, because you can talk to each other, but mm-hmm. I get awkward in like that one-on-one scenario where you're staring at each other. So for me, right. it's like, if we go out and we do something together, we can go to a sports game. Again, I said like mini golf, anything like that, where mm-hmm. there's an activity and us, because then you bond over that and you have a good time and you can make jokes about it. So I think that would be an ideal first date for me. What about you?
I like that. I have two answers for this. It depends on how well I know the person. Mm. If it's someone that I just matched with on a dating app or like I just met somewhere and like we've barely spoken to each other, it's very fresh. Like let's say we matched yesterday and we're like, hey, you doing anything tomorrow? You want to meet up? Let's go out. Then I would want to do something that's very quick and easy to escape from.
Right.
So I would either want to go to like a bar, grab a drink, maybe like happy hour, grab a beer, or go get a coffee or whatever, something that's very short. And if it goes well, then I could be like, hey, you want to grab dinner after? And if it goes badly, be like, all right, well, I got to go back. You know, I have work or some shit like that. I could make up an excuse and right. just leave.
Yeah.
So that's one of those cases where if I don't know the person, I want to do something with an easy escape. But if I do know the person or if I've been talking to them for a little bit, then I want to do something where I can talk to them for longer. Like if I've already established that we can talk to each other, we vibe, especially, you know, through text or we FaceTime or we've met before, then I would want to do either a dinner because you can talk a lot through dinner. And it's also very good for me to assess how I assess how people treat waitstaff.
Yes. Oh, that's true.
You know, they're respectful or if they're not. And that's a good way to do that is dinner. Mm-hmm. And then if not, then an activity, like you said. But I don't want to commit to something that's like a 6 hour or a 5 hour thing, because what if I hate it?
True.
Yeah, that's the thing. With first dates, you just never know. It could go really well or it could go really poorly.
Yeah, that is true. Mm-hmm. I feel like dinner is like a really good first date.
Yeah, dinner's like a very classic, we can do this, you know, even if it is going poorly, it doesn't last longer than like 2 hours tops. And yeah. That's like, you know, that's like the longer end of dinner. Mm-hmm. And you can always leave earlier. It's like finish your meal, be like, all right, I'm done. You know, I can take it to go, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what are some of your first date expectations then?
As a bisexual, I've only been on dates with men. I've only ever gone out with men. So with me, like, I expect like the man to pay the bill. That might be sexist, but that's just how I've always been on dates. Like I will mm-hmm. offer, I always offer, but, and then I expect to be picked up and like, you know, in a car or like, or we meet somewhere like close where I can walk. But generally it's like, you should be catering to me. And then mm-hmm. after the fact, if it works out, then I will cater to you. And then we have that equality. But that's just kind of how I am.
Interesting you say that. I'm very different on that. But the point I want to make is my brother, actually, he's a guy, and he was telling me that for first dates, he will always pay the bill. But the way that he determines if, you know, he wants a second date is the girl has to offer.
Yeah,
like
I
if
always
a girl
offer.
Doesn't even. Yeah. Like if the girl doesn't offer, like he'll be like, all right, then do you just see me as someone that you want for dinner?
Yeah.
Where it's like one of those things where, you know, if she insists on paying, whatever, but it's like he wants someone to offer as well.
I just feel like that's just respectful, because you shouldn't mm-hmm. just expect the guy to just be like, oh, or the girl to be like, oh, like I'll pay whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's just human decency to be like, hey, we're on this date together. Let me just offer. Mm-hmm. That's just how I am.
My rule of thumb is whoever asks the person out, well, I date women, so I also don't have that gender stereotype attached yeah. to it of the guy pays the bill
yeah.
because there is no guy.
You're lucky.
So for me, I like to approach it with the fact of whoever asks the person out should pay. Mm-hmm. However, I will always offer and I will always insist on a first date. One, to impress, because like I want to look good for the person.
Right.
But two, it's like I like to be the person that pays on the first day, and then down the line, if there's more, then we can split it or whatever. I always like paying on the first day because I don't feel like I want to owe anyone anything. Mm. To that extent.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
And then I have a question for you, because this was, I was doing some research on this, and okay. actually found it really interesting. Would you sleep with someone on a first date? good answer.
Yeah, I think that's the extent of my answer. No. I have slept with someone on the first date before. I always go into it with the mindset of I don't want to, or like I'm not expecting to, because I want to get to know the person, like intellectually, emotionally, and all of that. But me being me, it kind of just happens.
It just happens. And it happens.
It's not a bad thing. Like
I don't think it is either.
I think me personally, I'm a sexual person, so. That's how I can really connect with someone, like on all levels. So sex, sleeping with someone on the first date isn't always a bad thing for me.
Yeah. I mean, I for me, it very much depends on if it's going well and one thing leads to another. Sure.
Yeah.
And it's like I have slept with people on a first date. I've also not. Mm-hmm. Like there isn't a rule of thumb. That's what I'm trying to say. There's a rule of thumb for it. I really hate the stereotype, though, of if you sleep with someone on a first date, you're easy. It's like a lot of men have this stereotype about women where it's like, oh, she slept with me on the first date. I don't want to date her anymore. But it's like you also slept with her on the first date. It's two parties involved. Yeah. And it's like I always hated the negativity associated with that because at the end of the day, it's sex. Like, sex is a very natural thing. People do it all the time. It's not something that you should be ashamed of.
Right. And, like, I'm the same way that, you know, I've done it. I've not done it. Just, again, vibes. Depends on the vibes, how the date is going. But I'm not against it. Like, if it happens, then it happens because it's just naturally I don't know.
Yeah.
You get it.
Yeah, and the interesting thing I found on this, someone did a survey on this. They did some research between Americans and Europeans, and 76% of both American and European men said they would sleep on a first date, but the number was much lower for women, with 37% American women and 42% European women.
Wow.
So men are very much like, I don't mind, let's do it. It's like almost 70, like, you know, 3/4 of men. And where it's like women, it's less than half are like, let's do it.
But that makes sense because I was listening to a podcast recently. I forgot who it was, but it was these men and they were just talking about, you know, sex and everything and how like after they finish that, like post clarity is an actual thing. And like they might be so attracted to you beforehand, but once they're done, it's like, ooh.
Yeah.
I'm not.
And there's also. Yeah. And there's also a lot less stigma with men sleeping around. Like if a guy sleeps with 20 women, he's like, oh, go off, champ. Good job. Or it's like if a woman sleeps with 20 dudes, it's like, ooh, that's a little much, don't you think?
Yeah.
So I feel like that also has to do with it. You know, you don't want to be viewed a certain type of way by society.
Right. But men definitely have it easier, I think, with that. Aspect with a lot of aspects, with that, it's like that one especially.
Yeah, like with sex and just the connotation associated with it, you know, first date, not first date, it's they definitely have it a bit easier on that end.
Yeah, they do.
All right, so let's talk about, let's say you're on a first date, it's going really bad, like you want out. Do you have an escape plan? Do you have any type of plan, or do you just roll with it until the end?
I always have an escape plan. I mean, I think being a woman, you always kind of tell your friends or family, mainly your friends, where you're going to be. I share my location with you. I share my location with Andrea. I share my location with my college roommates, Megan, Deanna, and Marissa. Megan wasn't my roommate, but like I just share my location with all of them. So whenever I go on a first date or dates in general, I tell everybody, I'm like, this is happening. And if I end up in a place where I shouldn't or where you don't mm-hmm. know, like, just like look throughout the night, you know, and I'll I will text updates. But if it's going bad, like I do text updates and like I need a way out now.
Yeah. I mean, I also, like, even though I don't date men and I don't have that same, you know, fear and risk factor associated with it, mm-hmm. I still always try to let at least one or two people know that, hey, I'm going on a date. I'm going to be at this place. We, you know, we might go somewhere else, but I'm going to be here. I'll send you an update around 8 p.m. If you don't hear from me, just shoot me a text or anything. I'll try to get back to you. If you don't hear with me within like 30 minutes of that, mm-hmm. you know, panic a little bit, but like I try to stay pretty vigilant about informing people of where I am, at least one person.
Yeah, it's important.
Just because, like, for safety, you just never know, especially with today, if you're meeting up with people from that you meet online, like on a dating app, you never know who's on the other side of it.
Right. They're complete strangers, so you just got to be safe.
Exactly. And then the last kind of question I want to end off this intro, or not intro, but this prologue to our first dates. How long should you wait until scheduling one, and who should ask the person out?
I feel like this relates back to all about the vibes. Mm-hmm. If you get along really well initially, and you want to see each other within the same week, fine. Like, if you just get along, you have that banter, you have that chemistry, it's whatever. But if you really want to, like, if it's just like a normal conversation, you just want to see where it goes, mm-hmm. then I think waiting a little bit is smarter. But it all, again, it all depends on how you feel about your intuition, the vibes you're getting, conversations you're having. And if you, like, if I were to ask a guy out, and if I felt like I wanted to, like, I would. But mm-hmm. it, for me, it goes either way. Either someone asks me out or I ask them out. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, that's valid. I have a very strong opinion on how long you should wait to schedule a date. Mostly because I read a research study once that just gave me complete clarity on this. But it basically stated that you don't want to spend too much time talking to people through a phone, like through text messages, before you actually meet them and, you know, have a real encounter with them, because it's going to give you a very skewed perception of what they are. They're going to appear as this better looking person. You're going to give them characteristics because you don't know them yourself or you haven't learned them yet. So you're going to start filling in these characteristics and these expectations. And then when you do meet them, they're not going to match that because you've put them on this giant pedestal.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So I think it's like within the first week, you're supposed to, you know, go on a first date with someone. Mm-hmm. And if it's anything past that, it starts to get a little blurry because you start to give all these characteristics.
Yeah. For me, like,
that being said, though,
2 weeks is my point.
Yeah. Like, I have gone on dates past the 1 week mark. Mm-hmm. Like me and Abby, which I'm going to talk about later. Like, we went on our first date. It was definitely past the 1 week mark. There was reasons for that, but like, it was past the 1 week mark. We did talk the whole time though.
Yeah.
But yeah. All right. So ending off with that, we do want to jump into a section where we each talk about our dates. And we're each going to give one good date, like a good first date that we've been on. One that was like, eh, it was all right. It wasn't bad. It wasn't good. It was just eh. And then one bad date or horror story date. So I'm going to have Angie, I'm going to have you kick it off. Give us your, you can start us off with your first good date. Your first date, good date. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I mean, take it away. I've had two good first dates. I'm going to talk in detail about specifically one, but my most recent ex, and that was recent. Unfortunately, that was like probably one of the best dates that I've been, not unfortunately, but it was a really good date. And we met at a barbecue, like through a friend. It was at our mutual friend's barbecue for his birthday and also graduation party. And we hit it off. We were joking. My two friends from work were there, and he came over and sat down with us, and it was great. And then we started talking on Instagram and then texting. And then he he was asking me out quite a bit. And I was at this point in my life where I was like, I don't trust any man. And I was like, I don't know. But I did end up saying yes. And we had a really good first date. And it was a double date with one of my friends that was there at the barbecue and one of his best friends. And we went to a shuffleboard bar. So it was like,
sounds fun.
It was. And they also had board games and stuff if you didn't want to like play shuffleboard. We also did like Connect Four and all of that. Mm-hmm. But him and I were on the same team. And then my friend and his friend were on the same team. So we were just like, we were teammates and we were joking around the whole time. It was very interactive. And it was just really, it felt really good to be like goofy and also competitive, but like in a flirty mm-hmm. way. And we just immediately hit it off. And his friend had drove him there because they lived near each other. So then I ended up driving him home. We met at the bar. I ended up driving him home, but we had great conversation on the way home. We were joking. We made like, you know, inside jokes on the way home. And we had just great chemistry. And like we kissed at the end of it. And it was just like a really, really good first date that I don't think I'll forget. And then more recently, I don't know why my good first dates are double dates. Maybe that says something about me. But after that breakup, which was, again, recent, I went on a double date with Eva and her boyfriend and their friend, who will remain nameless for now. But he is fantastic. And I mean, they're fantastic, like them as a couple. Mm-hmm. And we just went to their house and Eva's boyfriend cooked us dinner and we just played games all night and we're just joking around having not beer, the Mike's Hard Lemonades and mm-hmm. just having fun with each other. And again, we were doing something and connecting over something like a game. And even we were all just together, even in a house, but it was still, again, one of the best dates that I've had. So,
yeah, I mean, I feel like you touched on two important points. The first one is when you go on a date and it's like a doing something date, it's a good way to break the tension because sometimes you don't have something to talk about like constantly one after the other.
Yeah.
Yeah. So having something to break that conversation or just be there as like a filler thing is useful, especially if you just want to take a pause from talking or if you need a moment or whatever the case might be.
Yeah. I mean, especially me being more of a shy person, doing mm-hmm. an activity and doing something other than just sitting down eating dinner or like going to a movie or whatever, going for a walk to a park, I don't know, like it gives me more to get comfortable and more to talk about. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I totally agree with that. Yeah. And then the second thing you touched upon on, which I never actually considered, is a double date as a first date. Mm-hmm. Because that, I mean, in your case, both of the cases, you had a friend at the date. So it's one of those things where if it was going really poorly, you had someone else there or you had other people to give conversation and add a filler as well. And in this case, you know, all four people knew each other beforehand, so that also helped.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, that's a pretty unique experience because I've never been on a double date first date before.
Yeah, I mean, with my recent ex, Heidi went on that double date with me. And mm-hmm. from her point of view, she had a horrible first date.
Yeah.
She had a horrible time. She hated him. Everything went wrong on her side. And I was like, wow, I'm having the best day of my life. And she was like, I'm going to kill myself. Not really, but like, she was just like, this is awful.
Yeah.
So, but she had me to fall back on as well, because mm-hmm. we played other games and she was on my team from that point on. So,
yeah. And it's like, that's the benefit of having a friend there. Cause you know, you like we said earlier, not every date is going to be a good one.
Right.
And having any type of backup plan, even if it is, let's just swap teams, yes. is viable.
Right. And it worked.
Yeah.
But what about you? Right. What about your best first date?
I'm going to talk about my current relationship, just because I feel like it's appropriate. And we did have a really good first date. Like mm-hmm. I thought it went really well. So me and Abby were talking for two weeks up to this point. It's like I mentioned earlier, you know, you usually want to schedule it within 1 week. But the reason we didn't was because we matched on Tinder. And then like 2 days or 3 days after, she went for a week long trip to Chicago. So she was gone. But because this was during a very transitional period in my life, I was switching jobs. Like it was during my notice period. So I didn't really have that much work to do, because I was leaving soon. So they weren't going to give me new projects. I was kind of just chilling, hanging out for the most part. And she was in a car for hours on end driving to Chicago. She was a passenger. So we were texting the whole time. Right. So we very much, even though we didn't go on a first date, we've built a very strong foundation of we can talk for hours without stopping to each other.
And I feel like that's important, especially for you, like to be able to talk to someone, because I know you, and to be able to talk to someone for that long about nothing and everything.
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm a very chatty person. And so is Abby. Like we both like to talk a lot. Mm-hmm. So it worked in our favor.
Right.
And it was also at a stage of life where neither one of us wanted a relationship. Like we just got out of relationships like a month or month and a half prior to that. And we were just looking for something very casual. We either wanted like a hookup or just like a fling or casual, you know, friends with benefits type of thing. We did not want relationships out of this.
Right.
So I feel like that also gave the first date very low stakes, because it was one of those like, if it goes great, cool. If it goes bad, also cool. We have sex at the end of the night and go home.
Right.
It's like there wasn't really, you know, there wasn't high stakes involved. So it was a very low expectation thing. We just got to hang out. We were very, very ourselves. We weren't trying to impress by any like crazy means. I mean, I still was, just because I'm Kat and that's how I roll. Pop my collar real quick for that one. But no, what we did, we just did a very, you know, we did a dinner in Midtown Manhattan. We went to Italy. We nice. Walked around Madison Square Park beforehand because that's right next to it, and we were a bit early to the reservation. And then I also drove because I was planning on driving her home after. She lived in Jersey, or she still does, but mm-hmm. I didn't. So I was like, I'm going to drive you home. And then we, you know, she showed me around her apartment. We vibed, we hung out, I stayed the night, and then that was our first date. It was a very, very relaxed, you know, low stakes, very fun vibe. Like we could be each other, yeah, not be each other, be ourselves. So it was fun. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I think also you brought up a good point of like not wanting anything, not going into it wanting anything serious on both sides. Mm-hmm. So you both just kind of went into it with no reservations.
Yeah.
And we're just like, well, I'm just going to be myself, and because I don't care what happens. Mm-hmm. And I feel that best case scenario worked out for you guys. And yeah, it's amazing.
It's like we ended up really clicking, and then we ended up going on a second date and then a third. And we had like our third, fourth, and fifth date planned out before we even went on our second.
That's so cute.
It's like, yeah, at that point it was like, we just very, we clicked. We instantly clicked. We just saw that, yeah. Oh, there is something more here. Let's explore it a bit. And here we are.
Yeah. I mean, also with my most recent double first date, with like the new guy, he like brought me flowers and then walked me to my car and was just very sweet. And so mm-hmm. that also was like, I was just kind of like, oh, it's good to feel wanted, you know?
Yeah. It's also like, it's a nice experience when a date goes well,
yeah.
And there's this extra perk. It's like, all right, feed my ego. I love that.
Yeah. It feels great. Yeah.
But now let's knock that ego down a peg.
Great.
Let's talk a bit about mediocre dates, or, you know, dates that weren't good, weren't great, or were like, all right, mm-hmm. nothing to rave about, but it's like, it went all right.
Yeah. So for me, I went on a few dates with this guy in college, and I met him in college through mutual friends. But our first date, I remember, well, we first met on the way to a beach party, and he was blasted.
Great.
Absolutely blasted. And we just like hit it off because he was like talkative, funny, again, drunk out of his mind, but like, and then just like disappeared. So I was like, who is that man? Like, who is he? And like, I need to know more. So we went to dinner for a first date, and he didn't have a car. So I picked him up and I drove him mm-hmm. home. But that didn't really matter to me at the time because college, he lived on campus, I lived off campus. It was like, obviously, he wouldn't have a car on campus, so it was fine. Mm-hmm. But then I figured out drunk him and sober him are complete opposites.
That's tough.
Absolutely different people. And I'm a shy person and I'm a quiet person. And I was the outgoing person. And that was really tough. Mm-hmm. Because I was starting all the conversation. I kept it going. And like, yeah, we had like really good dinner. We had really good wine. He had good beer. It was like a good vibe altogether. But like, he was so quiet and would give me like one or two word answers. And I was like, this is not going well. You should
give him a bit more of the wine. Just keep feeding him the wine until he went back.
He had a lot, but it was like, I guess, first date vibes. And I was like, oh, maybe it's the first date. No, it was every date after that. That was the same thing. But, and like, again, we kissed at the end of the date. It was so bad.
That's tough.
It was bad. It wasn't good. He didn't know. So it wasn't like a bad date, but it was like, cause I kept going out with him. So I was like,
yeah,
maybe there's something here. There wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's just like that, you just don't have that spark.
He was a really good person and so sweet, just not for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like every person's different. Everyone has their expectations, their wants, and not every date is gonna be a good date.
Yeah. So yeah. What was your mediocre date?
My mediocre date is actually with one of my exes. So it clearly led to something more serious than just a date. Mm-hmm. But our first date wasn't, you know, it wasn't that great, but it was good enough to warrant a second date and then a whole relationship. So I'm putting it in the mediocre, like a B tier date. But it's basically, so we had a history beforehand. Like, we knew each other. We never dated, but we met through a mutual friend beforehand. We've like gone out to like this fair that was in Brooklyn. So we've hung out before at this point. So, you know, we weren't strangers, which helps. But the date just started off really funky. So my dad needed to use my car for some reason, because he was going to Queens, and his car is massive because he has a pickup truck. So he wanted my Honda so he could park easier. And it was like, he was going to a place with difficult parking. So we swapped cars for the night. I don't drive in a pickup often. Like, I learned how to drive in one, but I don't drive it regularly to just be like, yeah, I'm really good at driving a pickup. Well, I'm good at driving it. I'm just not that great at parking it.
Yeah, they're tough.
Because they're huge and I don't park it often. Like, I learned how to park on it, but then I didn't use it for like 3 years after that. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was one of those things where I'm like, all right, let's use my car. I texted her and I was like, hey, by the way, I'm picking you up my dad's car. I'll explain why, but whatever. And she really wanted to see the new Joker movie that came out. And I absolutely hate movies as first dates.
Yes.
We like mentioned it earlier, but I absolutely despise it because you can't talk. Like, you're there for 2 hours in the dark. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if it's a first date, you're not going to try to make the moves on someone because like,
and if you do, you look like a piece of shit.
Yeah, it's like you either look like a tool or you're, you know, whatever. It's like you don't know the person yet.
Right.
But before that even happened, like, we went to Bay Ridge, and Bay Ridge has limited parking, as you know, because, you know, you've spent some time there in your life.
It's been like 23 years here, yeah.
Yeah.
Almost 24.
Yeah. Yeah, so the parking there's pretty limited. I had to fit my truck into like these tight spaces. One of them I was trying to get in. I definitely should not have tried. The space was not big enough. Because I was like trying to guesstimate. Like, I was so used to my Honda size. Like, I drive an SUV, people. And I kind of dented a guy's plate a little bit. I didn't dent his car. His car was fine. It was just his plate that got a little scratched. I was like, my bad. And we drove off to a different place. I finally found parking. We were like 5 minutes late to the movie. So we walked in during the credit, or not the credits, like the opening commercials and stuff. But it's like, we walk in, the theater was packed. It was opening weekend. So we could barely find seats. We somehow managed to find two seats next to each other. We were like, thank God. That would have been bad if we had to like split up for the date.
Did you go to the Alpine?
Yes.
Awful.
That's exactly.
Awful place. The worst.
It's not the greatest movie theater.
The ceiling fell one time.
Yeah, great. Don't tell me that. Haven't been back since, so
yeah, it's
that
probably should, for the best.
Yeah. But so we sat in silence for 2 hours. I think I made like two comments because like I'm a movie talker, but not during a movie, like at the movies. Like I try to stay more quiet. I'll make minimal commentary. That's to hear you. But it was a packed theater. Like if it's a more empty theater, then yeah, I'll talk more. But if it's a packed theater, like everyone around me can hear. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm not going to be disrespectful with it. So I made like two comments about it. I made her laugh once during it, but it's like, you can only do so much. You're in a movie theater. And so after that, we're like, you want to go hang out at like a park so we can actually talk? And it was like, it was late at night. It was like 9 or 10 p.m., whatever. And we go to a park near where she lives. And she like pulls out weed and she's like, I'm going to get high. And I'm like, all right, you can do that. And it's like, I should have realized that that was, you know, like if you can't hang out with me without, you know, getting high. But it was like, she's like, I just get really anxious. It's not you, whatever. It's like, it ended up being a pattern. Like our first 3 or 4 dates, she needed to be high to do it. Mm-hmm. We didn't kiss at the end of it. She was too anxious to do it. And it's like, I knew that she had anxiety, so I didn't want to push it. I was like, I'm going to let you make the move because I don't want to make you uncomfortable.
Right.
But it's like at the end of it, we did have good conversation in the park. And it's like we did know each other. So I know that we could have good conversation. The movie wasn't the best first date, but that's kind of what led to a second date because we were able to like we had that pre-established history of like, I know what you are. Like, I know how you are. I know we can have a better time than this.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely plays a big factor that you knew each other beforehand. Mm-hmm. Through mutual friends or whatever. So, because didn't you know through a mutual friend and then you met her on a dating app?
Yes. Like we knew each other through a friend and then we ran into each other on like 3 different dating apps and we're like, all right. It was like over a span of a year and a half. Cause like, once we ran into each other before I moved to Spain and then all this nonsense. So it's like, you know, the timing was never right for us to even go on a first date before then.
Right. But now, let's get into the horror dates.
Yeah, I want to hear your horror story, Angie.
I don't know if I told you about this one. It was in high school-ish. No.
Then, yeah, I definitely don't know about it.
No, it was early college, maybe. I honestly don't remember when it was, who it was. I don't know the name.
You've blocked this out.
I really have. I remember it happening, and I remember his face. I don't remember his name. Nothing.
All right, let's hear it.
But we met, we had mutual friends, but again, at like your ex, we met on a dating app. I forgot which one it was. Again, blocked it all out. But we were talking for a while, like on text, and really hit it off. So I was like, you know what? Like maybe this could be, and he was like typical nice guy. And I was like, I need to give him a chance because like he's so sweet and down to earth. So he actually invited me over, red flag number one, his house. And when I showed up, guess who answers the door? His mother.
Sounds familiar.
I probably have told you. It was, oh God. And going back to, actually I'll get into that later, but, so his mom answers the door. His brother's there. His dad's there. He's there. His dog's there. So
first date, he invites you over to meet the family.
Yes. And not only that, but to have dinner with the family.
You feel like, you think he would have told you about that.
Yep. I didn't expect anyone to be at home. I was like, oh, like maybe he'll cook for me. Maybe like one of those, you know? Mm-hmm. 'Cause I had met him at a bar when I was out with friends and he like showed up with his friends, but that wasn't really a date. So like I knew we met. So I was like, okay, like I'll go to his house. So this will be like a real first date. No. First of all, his dog was so aggressive and scared the shit out of me. And I love dogs, but this was a lot.
Yeah. I mean, dogs, like if they don't like you, you don't mess with them.
Yeah. It was not that like she didn't like me. She was just a rescue and very afraid of new people. So it was like really, I didn't want to stress her out, but I was because she didn't know who I was. But then his mom was like, oh, I'll order Chinese food. And like, well, I'll have dinner together. And I was like, okay, sounds good. So then he was like, oh, let's go watch like a movie or something upstairs. And I was like, awesome. alone time, but also in his room. Not great. We get to his twin size bed. He was 2 years older than me. So I had a twin size bed. And I was just like,
great. I don't know what the horror part here is. Sounds like a great first date.
This is the best. But he like tried doing stuff with me and I was so not into it because his mother was downstairs. Mm-hmm. And so like we ended up just watching something and then it was so awkward. And again, kissing was so bad. Like, just so bad. And so I ended up, again, what I was going to say before, I told my mom that I was going on this date. And I texted her. I was like, SOS. And she was like, what's happening? And I was like, you need to call me and just get me home. I don't care what you say. You need to call me and get me home. And she was like, okay. I was like, call in 2 minutes. She goes, okay. Got off my phone. We're still watching this thing. He's still trying to kiss me. She calls me. It's like, oh, hey, mom, what's going on? Dad's in the hospital. He's dying. I don't know what's going on. I was like, oh.
You went from 0 to 100 on that.
I was like, oh, my God. Okay. And I had her on speaker, too. So I was like, looking at him. And I was like, I gotta go. Like, and he was like, oh, my God. Okay. I was like, all right, mom, let me just pack up my things. I'll go say goodbye. And she was like, get home quick. My baby didn't go to the hospital. Like, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. So I did not expect her to do the most, but she did the most. And God bless my mother. So I ended up going downstairs. And he told his mom, hey, she can't stay for dinner because dad's in the hospital. And his mom goes, why don't you go with her? And I was like,
mom was playing matchmaker.
I was like, there's really no need for that because my dad's in the hospital, apparently. And and like, I just want to be there for my dad right now, you know, even though it's so false. But she, right. Then they were but like,
at this point, just anything.
My mom already did the worst that she could do. So. I was like, no, I am going to the hospital to see my father, apparently. And I really just want to be with my family. So they were like, totally understandable. It's okay. I drive my ass home in the worst rain of my life.
Oh my God.
And I get home and I text him as soon as I get home. Maybe we should just not.
You didn't even wait. You didn't even
He texted me. He was like, is your dad okay? I was like, dad's fine. I think we should just not. And then he was like, so heartbroken. And I just blocked him.
Oh, no.
It was just so bad.
Oh, no. Just this so man weird. Was really expecting to, like, propose to you and the
like,
span
on the second
weeks.
Date. Like,
yeah.
Ring was ready. And I was just.
He was going to pull a Ted Mosby. He was going to pull a Ted Mosby on
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that was bad. I was like, wow, this is a lot.
That is, you know, that's a lot. But
thank
that's a
God
lot.
For my mother. So.
We love her. She's an icon. She really is.
She is an icon. She will be a guest on one of these episodes. So
I can't wait. I absolutely cannot wait.
What about you? What's your good old horror story? Let's end this on a really good note.
So as much as I think you had a really bad one, yes. I'm going to have to outdo you on this one.
Okay.
I really will. So this was during my like hardcore dating phase. I was just, you know, just going on a bunch of dates, wanting to meet a bunch of people, whatever. And I was just on every single dating app you can think of. Like I had them all downloaded. So I want to say that this one was from OkCupid. Okay. Like that's how we met. And it's like the way that that app works is you answer a bunch of questions, compatibility, whatever. So it's like on paper, we were very compatible according to this AI matchmaking website.
Right.
So we, you know, we start talking and like within, she did something really good because she followed my do not talk for more than 1 week and go on a first date. Like within, we were talking for like a day. She was like, hey, very, you know, out of left field, but I live near Prospect Park and they have roller skating in it. And I've always wanted to go. You want to go on a date with me there? And I was like, see, I said yes, but for
I've
those
seen
of you,
you
listening,
skating.
Not even skating. For those of you listening, I am an incredibly clumsy person.
Yes.
I just am. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. I'm clumsy. Yes. And my mind at the time was, okay, hot girl is asking me on a date. It's semi-close to where I live. I have been ice skating twice in my life before this, and I did decent on one of them. And I've also roller skated once. I wasn't decent. No, I rollerbladed once and I wasn't decent, but that's harder than roller skating. So I can't imagine me failing. That was my logic there. And so I'm like, yeah, let's do it. I'll pick you up. So we go to Prospect Park. We go put on the skates, and mistake number one by me was not putting them on correctly. I just like very loosely tied them.
Oh,
and with any type of skate, huge bad idea. With any type of skate, you're supposed to tie them really tight. Like, they're supposed to be on you. They're supposed to be an extension of your foot.
Yes.
These were not. These were, like, floppy on me.
Oh, no.
And so I was like, yeah, whatever. That's how they're supposed to be. I've never skated before. I didn't know what to wear on. I was young and foolish. Anyway, so she, like, we go on the rink, and I'm like, BTW, I'm not that great of a skater, so you might, you know, like, I might have a hard time keeping up with you. She's like, no, don't worry about it. It'll be fine. And then for context, I am a tall individual.
Yes.
I'm 5'9". She was like 5 feet tall.
Oh my God.
So me, who can't skate, and her, who just like, the second we get on, she just starts waltzing around the ring. I was like, damn, all right, what the fuck? So like, at first we try to skate together, but she very quickly realizes I do not know what the fuck I'm doing. And it's like, I start falling, all this bullshit, that bullshit. And it's like, I'm like, you know what? I'll figure it out. You go skate without me. You really wanted to skate. Just do it. And she's like, all right, I'll check in on you. And like, she would go around, do a few laps. She would check in on me every few minutes, be like, you doing all right? I'm like, stellar. Really great. It's like, everyone at the rink was just helping me at this point. They were just like, bro, you good? And I was like, no, I'm not. But that's not the worst part. That's the good part of the date. So even though I almost broke my leg multiple times on my falls, that was not the bad part of the date. The bad part came when I tried to salvage it, because I was like, all right, you know what? I can't skate. This wasn't my best moment, but I can talk and I'm interesting and people like me. Uh-huh. So let's go out to dinner and get some food.
Awesome.
And she's like, all right, cool. So clearly she hasn't given up on this yet. Like, she was still in it to like, let's get to know this girl, see what's up. Mm-hmm. I decide, I'm like, you know what? You're new to New York, because she moved from Long Island. So they don't really have a lot of, you know, ethnic foods out there. I'm like, I'm going to take you to try Turkish food. And as we're like, we go to like Bay Parkway area. It's like 30 minutes away, whatever. But I'm like, yo, give us time. We can talk in the car, get to know each other, break the tension a bit, whatever. And it was going well. Like, we started bouncing back. The date was, you know, making a turnaround. But this wouldn't be in my horror stories if the date ended well. So we get to the Turkish place, and she informs me that she has every allergy under the sun. I'm like, what do you mean by that? She's like, no, I'm allergic to like eggs, gluten, this, that, you know, this, like milk, whatever. Every
she
single thing
have
you could
told
think
you
of.
Earlier.
Yeah, and I was like, you really like, you tell me this now? Like, I took you to a very ethnic place.
Solid.
And she, like, I don't know. I guess she just assumed that everyone is very allergy accommodating everywhere. Like, they should be on paper, but they're not. I took her to like a very, you know, hole in the wall type of place. And I order, and then she starts ordering after me. And the guy at the counter barely fucking knew English. Like, she starts explaining, I'm allergic to this. What does this sauce have? I can't have this sauce, whatever. And he absolutely was struggling to understand her. Like, right. He very much just had very broken English, could not figure out what she was saying. Like, all he knew was the names of the orders and like very basic words.
Poor guy.
Yeah, poor dude. And like, she's throwing all this information at him about her allergies. And he's like, okay, allergy. Like, I think he realized what allergy was.
Yeah.
Like, he prepared something. He put the sauce on the side or whatever the case might be. Then we decided to, we sat down, we ate, like, all was going well. I'm like, all right, let me take you home. And there was really bad traffic on the way home. It was like 40 minutes back. We were still talking. And then like, maybe 15 minutes into the car ride, she just gets quiet. I'm like, all right, I guess she's tired, or like she's not vibing, whatever the case was. I was like, all right, I guess this is it. Like, we're not, you know, whatever. And it's like, she's still talking. Like, we're still keeping conversation, but it's a lot more mellow now.
Oh no.
And I drop her off and she's like, yeah, I'm just not feeling great. And then she goes to sleep. Like, she goes home, she goes to sleep. I don't hear from her for 3 days. So like, I send her a text. I'm like, hey, you know, had fun, whatever, you know, hope all is okay. And she doesn't text me back for 3 days. So in my mind, I'm like, cool, got ghosted. No problem. Like, definitely not the best first date.
No.
And then she finally texts me back 3 days later. She's like, hey, sorry, I almost died. I had a really bad allergic reaction to whatever we ate. And I was like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh my God.
And I, like, throughout the thing, I'm like, all right, I hope you're okay, you know? Like, it's really sorry about that. She's like, no, it's cool, it's cool. And I'm like, I'm not answering this girl. This is, oh, I can never face her again. I almost killed her by accident, by association.
Yeah, that definitely one-ups my story. Yeah, you almost killed someone.
I almost broke my leg. She almost died. It really, you know, not the happily ever after we're looking
not
for.
The best.
Yeah, no.
Wow. That's a bad first date.
Yeah, no, that one was a bad one. Yeah. And like, it lasted like four and a half hours. Like, we were together for a while because we roller skated and then dinner. It's like, damn, there was just, just when it was starting to look bright.
She almost went.
Yeah, no, that would have been like, if she died, do you understand what would have been on my conscience? Oh, I'd be like, I killed a woman. I really, like, I brought her to her death.
Like, you wouldn't have killed her, but like, it would have been like, I killed her.
Yeah, like, it's like, I very much know that it wouldn't have been my fault, but still, yeah. It's like, I would have blamed myself for it.
Yeah, for sure. Oh my God, that's so scary.
But yeah, no, that's for you. That's my first date story.
Well, on that note.
Yeah, on that note. On that good, positive death note.
On that really good, best first date of your whole life note.
Yeah, you know, we're going to wrap it up here. And if any of you guys listening have any terrible first dates that you want to share with us, please do. Please, someone outshine me on the bad first date.
I doubt you can, but...
you know what? I trust the internet. I trust the power of the internet.
Okay.
But yeah, tune in next week. And until then, stay something.
Stay healthy.
Stay healthy, stay happy.
There you go. Stay healthy, stay happy.
Outro music.
Bye.